And look, it's good for us to be reminded of these things from time to time. I'm sick and tired of people attacking the concept of soul winning. Let me tell you something. Whenever somebody attacks soul winning, just mark it. That's a false prophet. That's a bad person.
The title is, Soul Winning is Peanuts. Soul Winning is Peanuts. A message. But this is the problem that I find with this soul winning, as we call it. The boxed out time. The manufactured presentation that I rehearsed in front of a mirror. The robotic way that we go door to door to door looking for somebody who we can walk methodically through this prayer and then have them pray and then count them ringing a bell and shouting. Usually we announce we're going beforehand too, just to make sure everybody knows. It profits you nothing. It profits you nothing. It profits you nothing. I want these people to know, if you are soul winning in the flesh, no reward. None. Unless you want the reward of somebody clapping for you here. It's not a very good reward.
People get, they want to get all spiritual and say, well, I'd rather pray than go soul winning. You know, I'd rather do both.
Amen. I would rather have prayer warriors. I'd rather be a prayer warrior. Really be able to get a hold of God and get something done on my knees. And have God move in the midst of us because we are praying people. I'd rather have that than a soul winner. Structured, regimented soul winner any day. I would rather just have Christians that mind the weightier matters. Christians that act like Christ.
Well, I'd rather be a mature Christian than go soul winning. You need to be a mature Christian to go soul winning.
I would rather than have an army of door knockers, an army of soul winners in this church, rather than have that, even for myself, rather than me being an excellent, prim and proper, toned, honed, excellent soul winner, door to door, rather than that, I would rather be, and I would rather have within our congregation, people that are an example of a complete, rounded believer. A great example of what a Christian is. I would rather have that than the soul winner.
You say, I don't want to go soul winning for the wrong reason. Really? Because Paul said that even if people preach the gospel for strife and for envy, he says, I rejoice in that. You say, why would you rejoice in people preaching the gospel for the wrong reason? Because people are going to hell, that's why. Because hell hath enlarged itself, and hell is a place, the Bible tells us, and I'm not preaching on the subject of hell this morning, and I don't have time to develop it, but the Bible tells us it's a place of darkness, it's a place of torment, it's a place where people are chained up, where people are in fire, it's a place where sin is punished, and the Bible tells us that hell hath enlarged itself.
I'd rather have that than a bunch of people, and myself, just drag my rotten, stinking carcass up to the door with a snotty attitude. Hey, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven? Guy's probably a reprobate anyways.
So don't let people attack soul winning and act like soul winning is not a big deal. Oh, we don't need that many soul winners. Really? Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Soul winning is not that important. Really? Because Jesus, as far as I remember, left us here for the purpose of the Great Commission. Amen. You say, why is soul winning such a big deal? Look, listen to me. Next time you decide on a Saturday morning, I'm a little tired, I'm going to skip out on soul winning. Remember these words. Hell hath enlarged herself.
It profits you nothing. It profits you nothing. It profits you nothing. I want these people to know, if you are soul winning in the flesh, no reward. None. Unless you want the reward of somebody clapping for you here. It's not a very good reward. Jesus Christ, would he be qualified to be an independent, fundamental Baptist bishop? Husband of one wife? Having children in subjection? Okay. We know Jesus wasn't married. We know Jesus had no children. Okay, well maybe they're spiritual children. Are we in subjection as his spiritual children? Come on, right? All of God's children are definitely not in subjection, okay? So would Jesus Christ be able to check the list and qualify, if that's what we're going to call this, to be a bishop? The answer has to be no. Okay? IFB would disqualify Jesus Christ from the office of a bishop. My opinion is that, and again, I'm not losing track of the laying on of hands. I'm just kind of building up to this. My opinion is that if these are qualifications of the bishop, if they are, there is nobody qualified on this earth. Okay? Why do I say